sees the dog. I was like, oh, he's going to die.
Mr. Bojangles. That's right. Show enough.
Show enough.
The official mascot of the green screen of death.
That's right.
Uncle Remus. Show enough.
Check out the green screen of death. Show enough. Combination for this life and where to keep it. It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, cause I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
So we're on episode 33. Is it 33? I think so.
I never look it up, so.
Yeah, we're so professional. I'm terrible.
I literally wrote my notes 2 minutes before you came here.
That's right.
I've done nothing all day.
Same here, yeah. Dude. Yeah. It's been a fun weekend.
Yeah,
just, man. Chilling.
I'm enjoying summer, doing lots of cool stuff, hanging out with some friends, you know.
Right on.
Footy's back.
Yeah, Premier League is back, dude.
What time was your game on today?
It was 8 o'clock, but I got up early for the Arsenal West Ham game.
Is that 5?
What was it? 5:30, I think.
Oh, yeah, Man U was 4:30 yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys won.
Yeah.
Own goal. Over
Tottenham.
There you
Kyle
go.
Kyle Walker with the ugly own goal.
I didn't see the highlights.
You know what, though? If Walker hadn't touched it, Rooney tapped it in.
Oh, is that right?
So, they would have scored anyway, but yeah. Man U looks great in the back. Just cool. Nothing going up front.
Oh, is that right?
Completely disjointed.
Yeah.
Sort of like Liverpool today.
Yeah, I saw. The thing is with Liverpool, they've retooled every position this season. Young kid, Gomez, he looked shaky at best. Klein looked really good, though. Skrtel looked good.
Skrtel always looks good.
Yeah, yeah. I liked Milner, and Coutinho is just, they're going to be riding on his coattails all season.
Milner's that midfield work rate guy you really need. He runs a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I like Milner.
Yeah, he's working hard. And him and Henderson were just like the captains on the field calling all the shots.
Jordan Henderson the new captain over Steven Gerrard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Henderson, he tried to get Benteke involved too much in one play where he was like all alone, like 8 yards out, and he should have had a crack at net. He tried to tap it over to Benteke, but he just sailed it over the net.
Yeah. But that Coutinho goal was a bloody screamer, dude.
Oh, dude, it was insane. Yeah, it was
As I was telling Adrian earlier, he just put his head down and like struck it. I'm like, before he even like struck it, I knew he was going to score.
Oh, yeah.
He just had that like confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah,
it was cool. Yeah. So, yeah, that's back. And yeah, I'm super happy.
I really enjoyed sleeping in on Saturdays.
Oh, nice. Yeah, not anymore, man.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but I love it. Cool. Welcome back, footy.
Yeah. Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah got sick last weekend. She had to be hospitalized. So we were in the hospital for like 3 days and she's okay now.
Some pretty scary shit.
It was scary. I had to bring her to emergency. Yeah, she's fine. She's on the road to recovery, back to work in a couple days.
So. Right on.
Otherwise, just watching Big Brother 17 and it's finally starting to get kind of interesting. They're finally a little bit of conflict. There hasn't been enough of that this season.
Yeah, because they finally got some balls.
Yeah. Yeah. One side of the house, their balls dropped finally.
Yep.
Really all that's been going on in my life these days.
And our film fests in September announced films.
Yeah. Both look great.
Yeah, the opening film of Fantastic Fest. Is it the opening or the closing film?
Closing film. Yeah.
Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah, Kurt Russell film.
Kurt Russell? Never heard of it until they announced it?
Yeah, same here. But
he's like, all right.
He's going to be there too.
Oh, is he?
He is.
Nice.
Yeah. I was talking with Will Lindis from Movie Bear Podcast. I was like, if there's any chance he looks into my eyes, I might freak out. He'll stare right through my soul, and I'll fall down.
Cool. If Crimson Peak isn't the opening film, I will eat my shoe.
Yeah, totally.
I'm actually not going to eat my shoe, but it's going to be the opening film.
It should be.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the highlights of Fifth? Like, they got Deepon, of course.
Yeah, it's all the big con films, like Son of Saul and Deepon and the 6-hour Arabian Nights film that I really want to watch. I want to watch that film straight.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I did Best of Youth straight. I'm going to do that film straight.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah, we're both going to separate film fests, so it's going to get a little weird in September.
It will be.
Yeah,
it will
be. I don't know what how the shows are going to work, but it's definitely going to miss me.
That's right. That's right. Well, the nice thing is for Viv, you're always the after the credits sort of guest host.
Festival correspondent.
Festival correspondent. That's right. So yeah, you can hear Bill talk with Marina and anybody else who's around.
Class that shit up a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Bring a lot of class. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, festival season just around the corner, man. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Yeah. My visa hurts, but hey.
Oh, me too.
At the same time every year, it feels the same problems.
That's right. That's right.
Is that it, man? We all good on that?
Yeah. Should we get into the rant?
Hell yeah.
I'll go first this time.
Sure.
My rant is about pre-production buzz and news. And anytime a blog covers on-set blow-ups, writers getting fired, directors walking off set, stuff like that. Of course, I'm talking about movies like Ant-Man and Fantastic Four and World War Z. And today you mentioned it was Mission Impossible was put on hold for a while.
Yeah, Christopher McQuarrie rewrote parts of the script.
That's crazy.
Mid-shoot.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting sick of hearing these things because people are using that as a crutch to sort of go, well, Ant-Man is going to suck. You know, I wasn't a big fan of it, but a lot of people enjoyed it, so...
Me.
Yeah, Bill was one of them. You know, World War Z, that one had tons of problems, but I thought it was a good movie. It turned out just fine. If I never heard about all of these blow-ups and filmmakers getting fired, stuff like that, I know it's inevitable, but I just wish the film social media people just didn't pay so much attention to that and give that so much attention. It's just, I hate it. It's annoying.
It wouldn't be around without Adrian bitching about social media somehow.
Well, that's the way we all communicate these days.
Totally.
That's the only way I hear about these things. So.
Yeah, sometimes it does you bad and sometimes it does you good, as we'll find out later on in the episode about a movie we were both pretty low on.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, kind of tired of it too.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't go on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Stay off, man. Just delete your account. You know you can.
No. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. What do you got for the rant?
So my rant is about crap trailers.
Oh, yes.
You know those trailers that you watch and you go, haha, I'm never going to watch that film?
Yeah.
And then, weirdly, people start to see it and you hear on Twitter that the movie's actually good.
Yeah, what's up with that?
And then you go and see the movie, and it's absolutely nothing like the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, The Gift.
The Gift,
last episode, both of us talked about how we laughed at that trailer.
Oh, totally.
The movie in the trailer is nothing like the film. And they are doing themselves a huge, huge disservice.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to see that film now.
Yeah, it looks terrible through the trailers alone.
One of the worst trailers of the year. Easily. It's not doing very good box office wise, and that's the reason.
If it wasn't for early reviews from critics I trust, I would not have seen that film. And I think that's one of the rare cases where, critics have influenced my decision on whether to see a movie, because I really didn't want to see it.
What did we think about it? Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah. That'll be in our main reviews.
Rant over.
Nice. Cool, man. Well, that's some good rant action to start the episode. High five.
High five.
High five. All right.
Give me your tears, Gypsy.
That's right. I would look on your wares now, Gypsy. Oh, man.
That's from Borat.
Borat.
If you don't get that, turn off the podcast. You're banned.
Switch it off. You're done. Nice. Are you ready to get into some main review action?
Indeed. What are we going to do first, sir?
Cool. All right. Well, let's talk about Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
The IMF is uniquely trained and highly motivated. Specialist without equal, immune to any countermeasures. But it is an agency of chaos.
The time has come to dissolve the IMF.
Now, I want you to choose your next words very carefully. Where is Hunt?
Last I heard, he was tracking the syndicate.
How come the CIA has never discovered any intel regarding this syndicate?
You want the polite answer or the truth? We've never met before, right?
Follow me.
All right, so Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. What did you think of the film and what's it about?
Ethan Hunt and his merry men plus woman.
Yeah.
Are back. Hunted by a rogue agency called the Syndicate.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're trying to destroy the IMF in the latest Bond film.
That's right. That's right. It's got gadgets. It's got action.
Yeah.
Cars, bikes.
But the thing I like about Mission Impossible films is they feel really real.
Oh, totally.
And it really has to do with the fact that I think a lot of this was done practically.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a hard time figuring out what was real, what was fake.
Yeah.
There's some stuff with that underwater tank that looks very fake, but
yeah,
whatever.
We're watching a movie. Pretty sure Tom Cruise didn't hold his breath for 15 minutes.
That's right. Yeah.
Scientology does not make it so you can do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. We're going to get sued.
Uh-oh. That's right. Man, I love this movie so much. I have my notes written down here. Tom Cruise makes the world a better place. He is an amazing just movie star. I love him.
I'll give you one thing about Tom Cruise. Whatever you have to say about Tom Cruise, he gives you every damn thing he has for every film.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes out. Like, you can tell that he is really trying hard on these films.
Oh, yeah.
And I applaud him for that.
Yeah. His, like, athleticism, his stunts, and these days he's not afraid to make fun of himself as well.
No.
Like, he's the butt end of the joke in a lot of the pranks in this movie, which is another point I have, is the movie is way funnier than I was expecting.
Well, Simon Pegg is in it, of course.
Yeah.
As comic relief.
Yeah, and he's great. They use him just the right amount, and Tom Cruise gets in on the comedy as well.
Yeah, so the whole gang's back. We got your Jeremy Renner, your Ving Rhames, and the lovely addition of Rebecca Ferguson.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope she stays.
I do too, but they never do, it seems.
Yeah, the women in these movies never stay.
Yeah, there's always a new one every movie, it seems.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's a great addition. She kicks ass.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. I love the film. I'm just going to sound a little bit down on it. I don't think I liked it as much as you did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I didn't think it was good as Gross Protocol.
Oh, really?
No, I think I like that one a lot better, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That one just flowed to me. This one, as I said, seemed a little Bondish to me. Not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Bond films, too, but this...
Oh, yeah.
I thought Mission Impossible kind of had its own vibe to it.
Oh, I see what you mean, like, with the whole... what's that called? The MacGuffin of the film.
Yeah.
There's a MacGuffin in the film. I thought they had a lot of fun with that, though. I don't know, just the action set pieces. Like, I don't want to give anything away, but the opening action sequence could be the finale in any other action film.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy shit, that was the opening? How cool was that?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a really cool set piece in an opera.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. Yeah, it's a really fun film. I still rate it really high.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying not to sound down on it, but I didn't think it was quite as good as the last one, and I thought it's kind of felt Bondish. Still, I rate it 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah,
still a really damn good film.
Yeah, totally.
These are always really decent films.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Bond. I think that Spectre has the bar set pretty high after Mission Impossible, because I think the bar is set high after this one. I'm that high on this film.
Nice.
You know, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is out next week. Is it next week?
I think so.
Yeah, that one, I don't know, man. For spy action films, I think this is going to be the one to beat. And if they do beat it, awesome. Like, I'm all for it.
I know people have seen Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Not much.
Oh, really? Oh, Guy Ritchie film.
It's very pretty. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. The trailer looks awesome.
Yeah. Decent film, man. I really liked it.
Cool.
You liked it more than I did, though.
I did.
I can completely tell.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
So if this was, you know, June 28th, would that have made your top five?
It probably would have been number five. Nice. If I had to guess.
Nice.
Yeah. If it wasn't for, you know, Mad Max Fury Road, in my opinion, this is the top action film of the year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's the best, second best film of the summer, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Yeah. And we're seeing this in a year that's seen, you know, Age of Ultron, Furious 7, Jurassic World, all films that should be better than this.
It's like, congratulations, you win on default. That's pretty much what it is.
That's true.
It's pretty terrible.
But yeah, there was, for me, the car chase scene, motorcycle chase scene, that stuff was breathtaking. And Tom Cruise is on the motorcycle just being a madman.
Yeah.
He is crazy.
Yeah, I have a feeling that was actually Tom Cruise driving too.
Oh, yeah. Like there was a, close up when he's going through all these dangerous turns and you could see it was him.
Yeah.
And he's going for it. I was like, man, that's cool.
Somebody I was talking to was asking me about Christopher McQuarrie.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he's done a few things. And he's like, well, you know, other than Jack Reacher, you know, what has he done? And I'm like, dude, have you not seen Way of the Gun?
Oh, you know, I haven't seen that film.
You haven't seen Way of the Gun?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Dude.
No.
Oh, yeah. I just ruined a movie club thing. I could have used that.
Oh.
That movie is great.
Oh, really?
It's got the best dialogue. It's like a Quentin Tarantino film.
Cool.
It's got that kind of dialogue in it.
Oh, cool.
It's great.
Right on.
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe and Benicio Del Toro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
Good. If you haven't seen that one, definitely check that out.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
Yeah, Way of the Gun. I don't know if it's on Netflix
but
it's awesome.
Cool.
So,
cool.
I don't have much more to say other than pimping Christopher McQuarrie's older films.
Yeah. Yeah. Love this film, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. If you enjoy the franchise, this is right up your alley. Like, this won't disappoint. I think it's great. For anybody who's down on Tom Cruise or the franchise, I don't think this will sway your opinion.
Is it a 5-star film?
Probably 4.5, I'm guessing.
That's what I rated.
I don't know.
And I'm right, so.
I hate rating films.
Oh, I know. I just asked for,
just curiosity, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is one that I will definitely see at least one more time on the big screen. I loved it that much.
Cool.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. Are you ready to move on to the next review?
For sure.
Cool. So we're going to talk about Fantastic Four. Now, for this portion of the episode, we're going to throw this up on YouTube. We've got the GoPro camera set up over there. So, yeah, what up? So, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll include a link in the show notes to the full episode. So if you like what you hear, just check us out on our podcast. We talk about other things like Mission Impossible, The Gift, and Lightning Reviews, and we rant about stuff. Check us out.
I've been told I'm angry.
That's Bill. He's angry. Nice. All right. So let's chat about Fantastic Four.
Dr. Storm, we gave you 6 years and millions of dollars, and you gave us nothing. What's different now?
Reed Richards. He knows answers to questions we don't even know to ask yet. This is our chance to learn more about our planet and maybe even save it.
I want you to meet my daughter, Sue.
You want to be famous?
I just want my work to make a difference.
John, Reed.
This guy doesn't take orders well.
Yeah, especially from people who say, I don't take orders well.
Don't let any of these lab coats give you any crap, all right?
Well, if I do, I know who to call. The Muscle.
I gotta say, it's fun having you here.
Really?
No.
What you've created here is incredible.
You guys sure you're in the best shape to be doing this?
Yeah.
We're good.
They just cracked interdimensional travel.
All right, so Fantastic Four, a collective effort, this one.
So yeah, right off the top, we all kind of know Josh Trank lost this film.
Yeah.
And Matthew Vaughn of X-Men and Kingsman and Kick-Ass fames reshot a bunch of this film.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it is really noticeable.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even try to hide it. They wanted to, like, bury Josh Trank.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty obvious what he shot. And it's, I think it's about the first 45 minutes of the film.
There's a set that's, like, lifted straight from, like, Chronicle.
Yeah.
The junkyard.
Josh Trank has said, this was supposed to be Chronicle 2. Yeah. You're making a Fantastic Four movie, dipshit.
Yeah.
Maybe don't make Chronicle 2.
Yeah, exactly.
For one thing, Max Landis didn't write this piece of crap. Because Chronicle's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Chronicle's
great. And it's Max Landis. Yeah. It's not Josh Trank.
Yeah, that's right. I enjoyed some of the beginning stuff from Fantastic Four. Thought the little kids were kind of cool. I really enjoyed Reggie Cathy. He plays the father of Kate Mara and Michael B. Jordan.
he's a character actor. He shows up in a lot of things.
Yeah, he's quite good. Yeah, he's a character actor. You'll recognize his face and his voice. He seemed to be the only one who cared in the movie.
Yeah, he calls everybody in the film my son or my children.
That's right.
Just like, yes.
Yeah, he is an interesting character.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool to see him get a role like this. And Tim Blake Nelson, I thought, kind of worked. He was like a mustache-twirling bad guy. He was so hammy and ridiculous.
Plot-wise, man, I hate that word when it comes to this film.
Oh, yeah.
A team of young scientists discovers a way to move matter into another dimension / world.
Yeah.
And like idiots, decide to go and explore it themselves. And guess what?
Yeah.
The planet rebels.
Oh, yeah.
And changes them into the Fantastic Four.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. One of them can stretch.
Yeah.
One of them is on fire.
Yeah.
One is invisible. And one, he's made of rock.
Oh, yeah.
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 And that's the entire plot of the film.
That's it.
I didn't ruin anything for you. This whole entire film should be the first act.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is so rushed and crappy.
Yeah.
It makes no... And you're thinking this film ends. You're like, is really that it?
Yeah. Yeah. That was my reaction when I finished it. I was like, oh, we're... Oh, the credits are rolling. Oh, I should leave now. I'm dumb to think there was at least another 10 minutes left.
Yeah. The really bad reshoots. As I said, the plot that should be in the first 20 minutes. The movie's an hour and a half long. And there's nothing really happening in this film. An hour and 25 minutes into the film. And then they rush a quote-unquote ending. Because I'm pretty sure that was a reshoot too.
Oh, totally.
And then it has maybe the worst scene I've seen in a movie the entire year.
No.
And I've seen Ricky in The Flash.
Nice.
It is just, you're staring at the screen just going, holy fuck, this cost $120 million.
Yeah. Yeah, they pissed it away.
They knew they had a bad film, and then they let Matthew Vaughn go and spend another $20 million and try to fix it. He didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, it was just... It was a train wreck.
So, another thing. Do you know why this movie was even made?
When it was?
No, why?
Probably because they didn't want to lose the licensing.
Correct.
The same way they, you know, Sony didn't want to lose Spider-Man, even though they did.
So, yeah, they had a certain amount of time to make the film before Marvel got it back. And they rushed it out.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had $120 million I could just throw around to rush a movie out.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And it should work with this cast. You know, you got Miles Teller, Michael B. Jordan, Kate Mara, Jamie Bell, like all really solid up and coming actors.
Yeah.
Who have been in some great films and worked with some great filmmakers. But they have no chemistry on screen.
No.
They might as well have been at a table read for the first time.
Well, that's what the whole film feels like. A table read.
They're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
It's so silly. You can see it in the trailer, too, when they're trying to play off each other. You're like, okay, you guys. That just did not work.
Once you've seen the film, rewatch the trailer and pick out how many scenes in the trailer aren't in the actual film.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's lots of them.
Oh, yeah. Tons of stuff.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. Bad movie. Really bad movie. Not the worst film of the year. I said this I think I texted this to you after the movie. I was like, not the worst film of the year, but definitely one of the most unbalanced films of the year by far.
Yeah. You can't do that to a movie. It won't work.
Yeah.
If you screw with a complete structure of the film, you're going to get a complete mess.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? You accomplished that.
Mission accomplished.
In spades. That's right. Terrible.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rate it 2.5 out of 5 because, as you said, I thought the first hour was, you know, it wasn't good, but it was just, it was there. There was nothing really technically wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was okay. Like, I did enjoy a lot of the beginning stuff.
And actually, when the government first finds them after they've got their powers, there's a scene where you sort of get introduced to their powers. I thought that scene was really good.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like mysterious and really kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that was the last good scene in the film, because the last half hour of the film is pointless.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. Terrible, terrible movie.
So, yeah, I rated it 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I felt really generous.
Yeah. I would probably go something like 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, it's such a mess. It sucks.
More of a mess than Kate Mara's hair.
Boom. She wears like multiple wigs in this movie.
It changes colors scene from scene. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
How did you guys not like see that in post-production?
Exactly.
Like, one scene she has brown hair and the next she has blonde hair.
That's right. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And weird.
Terrible. Yeah.
Bad movie.
Yeah.
So skip it.
And, supposedly, Miles Teller's a dick. Have you been on Twitter?
Oh, that's all everybody's been talking about all week. Yeah.
I'm like, did you guys not see his films? I think Miles Teller just plays Miles Teller in the films.
Oh, totally.
He's a dick in Whiplash, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Spectacular Now.
Yeah.
That's just Miles Teller.
Yeah. And Project X. He was in that, and he was a party dick.
I read the interview, and I'm like, that sounds just like Miles Teller.
Exactly.
Are you guys shocked?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I think Miles Teller is still going to have a good career.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Michael B. Jordan. Fruitvale Station's amazing.
He's great. Yeah. And he was in Chronicle.
Yeah.
And he was awesome.
Kate Mara is really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jamie Bell was in Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot. He's all grown up now.
He's pointless in this film.
He can dance.
He disappears for like so much of the movie and you don't even care at all about him.
Yeah.
Like none of these characters. You care nothing about them.
It's bad. It's that bad. All right. Well, I think we're done with Fantastic Four.
Yep. Fuck that film.
Fuck that film. So yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, again, check the notes. If you want to check out the rest of the episode, it'll be there. You can listen on any podcast platform you have there. So thanks for checking us out. And you guys are gone.
Bye.
Okay, so I guess we're ready to move on to the third main review of the show. Joel Edgerton, writing. He's written multiple scripts, and it's his feature-length directorial debut, The Gift.
This is a mid-century modern home. This view is fantastic. The lighting is great.
You like it?
Yeah, do you?
This is good. I'm very happy.
Excuse me. Is your name Simon?
Yes, sir.
It is you. Hi. We went to school together.
This is my wife, Robin. This is, I didn't get your name.
Gordon Mosley. Gordo.
Gordo? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I didn't recognize you. It's been a very, very long time. Welcome home, smiley face Gordo.
How do you think he got our address?
That's an expensive bottle of wine. We should thank him.
I believe that the bad things in life, they can be a gift.
That guy's odd.
He's a little socially awkward, but I can be like that.
Gordo, hi.
Hi. After high school, and some people stay exactly the same.
Thank you.
He's delusional and thinks that we're friends.
Thanks for a lovely dinner.
Fish food. You don't find that a little troubling?
I said that I wanted fish.
And all the visits when you're alone. They used to call him Gordo the Weirdo.
I think he's nice, and he's been very generous.
What you're talking about is a one-sided friendship. You're essentially being forced into a breakup.
There's no easy way to say this. Don't visit us anymore.
All right, The Gift. So we mentioned this earlier in the show. This is one that had a really bad trailer, but the
terrible trailer.
The movie turned out to be pretty good.
It's a really damn good film.
Yeah. Well, why don't you lay down the framework for our listeners and let's talk about The Gift.
So a young married couple's life is thrown into tailspin when an acquaintance from the husband's past brings up a terrible secret to light.
Ooh.
Terrible. See, and you watched the trailer and you kind of got that from the trailer, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's weird.
As I said last show, I was too busy laughing at how bad the trailer was.
Oh, me too.
Kind of notice the plot.
Yeah.
But I think that's sort of the gist of what I got from it. And then it gets really different. And it's so not the film you think it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil that.
Yeah.
I want everybody to see this and be completely surprised by it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it's all about claustrophobia and, you know, paranoia.
Paranoia.
And I was
isolation.
Yeah, I was kind of blown away by this film.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, as Adrian and I said earlier, if it hadn't been for a couple of choice Twitter people I trust, I wouldn't have seen this film.
Yeah.
I talked about this last show. I did not want to see this film.
Neither did I. Yeah. I thought the trailer made it look like a crappy movie. And of course, you know, with the Blumhouse name behind it, that's not exactly a vote of confidence because they pump out a lot of stuff and a lot of it's pretty bad.
this isn't really much of a spoiler. You associate Blumhouse with horror. It's not a horror film.
Yeah. It's thriller suspense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good at that. So do not let that stupid title card at the beginning screw you over because it's really good.
Yeah. Just pure tension. It's awesome.
So Jason Bateman, Rebecca Hall, and Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
The main characters in the film. Jason Bateman's really good at playing the slimy prick.
He is. He's too convincing at that stuff.
Yeah, it's his cadence.
Yeah.
It's the way he talks to the people. And you just know he's a dick.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
He's like got that condescending, I'm better than you attitude. Just the way he carries himself, the way he talks, too.
And I always see him as Arrested Development, Jason Bateman.
Oh, totally.
I'm a huge Arrested Development fan. So,
yeah.
Rebecca Hall.
She's great.
Kind of always been like the, you know, indie-ish kind of actress.
Yeah.
This is a bigger role.
Yeah.
And she cut her hair.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
Looks great.
Yeah. Her character in the film is the one that you kind of don't know what's going to happen. She's the one that kind of like blew me out of the water, I think. I really enjoyed her performance in the film. Joel Edgerton is also really good.
Yeah.
As kind of somebody you just cannot get a bearing on.
Yeah.
And like the entire film, like his performance and her performance are just like the entire film. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Kept you on your toes.
Yeah, ballsy.
Yeah, totally ballsy.
You use that word on Twitter. Yeah. I like that. It's a ballsy film.
It is. It's ballsy because Joel Edgerton, he wrote the script, directed the film. He plants the seeds for the audience. He shows up. He does some creepy stuff. And he lets the main characters, Bateman and Hall, just kind of freak out. And the audience freaks out with them. And you build this version of whatever's happening in your own head. And Edgerton's screen time is just, it's not as high as you would imagine. They use him just the right amount in this film where when he does show up, you're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? He is a creepy dude. I love that about the film. I thought it took a lot of balls to reduce the screen time of the guy who's creeping them out and to trust the audience to play along. I thought that was great.
We watch a lot of films, man. And when I can honestly say that a film has got me to the point where I'm kind of like tense because I don't know what's going to happen next, that's a really big plus to the film.
Oh, big time.
Because we've seen a lot of films.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get me going.
Yeah.
This film did it.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Totally.
I love this film. I really do.
Yeah.
One of the, maybe the surprise of the year, actually.
Because
did not want to see this film.
You did not want to see it.
No.
I was ready to cut it down if I did see it, but it's great.
So everybody, please, if you hear this, go and see the film.
Go see The Gift.
Because not a lot of people are, and it's going to just go away. And that's a damn shame.
Yeah, this is a really great film that deserves your money and attention and conversation.
Do you know what I like about our podcast, man? We are uncensored. We do whatever the hell we want.
Oh, yeah.
And if we make a mistake, we are not... We don't have a problem owning up to that.
Oh, totally.
And we made a mistake on this
We
one.
Did.
Completely.
We were assholes to it before it came out.
Yeah, that sucks. Because this movie is great. And yeah, as I said, check it out. It's high recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. It's really cool. I love the way it's shot. It's beautiful and creepy and haunting. And my skin was crawling through pretty much the entire runtime.
Yep.
It was really cool. And I don't want to say much more because...
No, I don't... We don't spoil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our mantra for this film. We don't like to spoil films. We just like to say, you know, go see it, don't see it.
But yeah, highest recommendation. Love this film.
Cool. Yeah, check it out. The Gift.
The Gift.
Okay, so we're ready to move on to our next discussion, The Movie Club. Bill chose Love Exposure for this selection.
I don't even know if you've watched this.
I almost finished watching it.
Almost?
I, 3 hours in, I was like, I'm not enjoying this.
Nice!
I'm not invested in these characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I watched it in like 3 different segments. Or actually 2. First section, I think I watched about 1 hour 15. And then I watched up to about the 3 hour mark. And I was just like, I am not having fun. I'm not.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, like Bill said in the last show, it's about a kid whose father is a priest. And the priest doesn't believe he's... he's like asking him to... What are your sins? What have you done today? What are your sins? And the stuff he tells him isn't good enough. So to be sinful every day, he runs in with the wrong crowd and starts to take upskirt photos and becomes a trained fighter and stuff. And he takes a lot of upskirt photos in this movie. It's crazy. And he's like doing somersaults and cartwheels and all these crazy moves. And some of that stuff I did enjoy quite a bit, and I'd be lying if I said I was not transfixed by Yoko. She is gorgeous. Just stunning to watch.
Okay, I got some questions.
Sure.
Okay. Cool that you watched it. As I said last time, I thought this might be the film that breaks the green screen of death movie club.
It almost did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this film. I think it's one of the best films of the decade.
Oh, really?
I do. But I'm a little weird.
Yeah. Yeah, and you definitely have to be invested in the premise. Like,
okay, so first question. Did you like the first hour? I think the first hour is fucking genius.
Oh, you do, eh?
Yes.
I enjoyed some of it.
The really cool thing about this film that gets me every time I watch it, the opening credits are like 50 minutes into the film.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool.
And it comes up, and I, like, pump my fist. I'm like, that is so cool.
That was a really long prologue.
Yeah.
That was pretty... Yeah. That part did get me pretty good.
And
I was
that,
like...
That whole, like, the build-up to the credits, which is, like, 50 minutes into the film, is awesome. Mm-hmm. The whole fight aspect, the fact that he's dressed like a girl.
Yeah.
Like, I think Sion Sano is, like, one of the really cool, imaginative filmmakers.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He really doesn't.
Oh, totally. Yeah, there is no holding back in this film.
You know what's really funny? The first cut of this film was 6 hours long.
Holy shit.
And he shot it in 20 days.
No way. Really? Yeah.
Like, he's a master.
That's crazy.
You know what, man? I love that you watched it.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth, I thought I was doing some prestige, and I kind of want to throw in a little cult.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of thought you might not like it.
Yeah. Well, and that's fine, though. Like,
yeah.
You never know. Like, you thought the same for Houssou.
Yeah.
And I loved that film. I don't know. This one, maybe, I don't know. It could be all that I've been going through the last 2 weeks with Sarah and stuff. Might have been hard to really sit down and get my head clear. I don't know. It was the opening prologue, though. I thought that was pretty damn genius.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize it until it happens. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. They haven't had opening credits and stuff. I was like, oh, shit. That was just really long setup.
Yeah. All right. That's cool, man. might be talking about it when we do our best of the decade.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Who knows? It might be on there. I think really highly of the film.
Nice.
I really love directors that just take chance after chance after chance. And Sion Sono, as we said last episode, if you haven't seen Why Don't You Play in Hell or Tokyo Tribe or any of his older films, they're not quite as good. Like Suicide Club is mm-hmm. really good.
Okay.
But it falls apart at the end. The opening 5 minutes is crazier than anything in Love Exposure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. It's a bunch of little girls killing themselves.
What the fuck?
And it is brutally funny.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, this probably shouldn't be funny, but it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, I'm glad you checked it out. Can't win them all.
I tried.
That's cool.
There were like, sparse things that I quite enjoyed in the film, like that jamboree they were at. And that guy was like introducing everybody and he's dancing around. And that guy was awesome. The way he's dancing around, being funny.
Did you really enjoy his photography training?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah. And him training all of his friends after yeah. he got the training.
Yeah.
That was, it's,
yeah.
I love the film.
Cool.
Okay, so guess what? We're back to a prestige film.
We are.
Yeah, nothing cult about this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the 1990s now.
1990s.
All right, so this episode's movie club movie is my favorite movie of all time. Can't beat that.
Yeah, that's
right. Until Adrian says he doesn't like it.
That's right. You never know.
1993, the Three Colors trilogy. Three movies.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do this.
I don't know.
So one per episode?
We could do that. Yeah.
Okay. Three Colors trilogy is three movies. Blue, white, and red. First film was Blue. Directed by Krzysztof Kieślowski from 1993. Blue and Red are my favorite films of all time.
Cool.
I think Blue is a little bit better, but I kind of just put them all as a trilogy and say they're all my favorite films of all time.
Yeah.
I really, really, really love this film. I don't know if I'm going to be able to take it if you say you don't like it.
Well, we'll see. I've heard nothing but great things about it, so I'm excited. And I've had the Criterion Blu-ray collection for like a year.
Shame on you, sir.
I haven't watched it.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juliette Binoche, just in prime form in this film.
Nice.
Kieślowski to me is what Kubrick is to people.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's just absolute perfection.
Nice.
Not to mention it has, Blue has the best score I've ever heard in a film.
Oh, really?
Bar none.
Wow.
The ending of Blue, I've seen Blue probably, no lie, 30 to 40 times.
Oh, wow.
And I still cry at the end.
Oh, no way.
Every time I watch it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I hope you really like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'll be able to take it if you don't.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's one I've been meaning to watch for a really long time. So, but yeah, at least this time, like you said, you don't have to lend me your copy. I've got it at home.
How the fuck have you watched those? Yeah.
So, if you do want to play along, and we encourage you to play along, you have until August 23rd to watch the first film. And then every 2 weeks after that.
Hey, so. It's Criterion, which means it's on Hulu.
That's right. You can watch on Hulu.
Yeah.
And play along. Send us your comments. Either comment on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Send us a mention. We're at @green_screen. We'll read your comments when we review the film on the next episode. So
yeah, just remember to watch Blue first.
Blue first.
Blue first.
Blue, red, and white?
No, blue, white, and red.
Blue, white, and red. Okay.
White's,
there we go.
White's the comedy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, we'll recap the next one on the next episode, and we'll give you a heads up on the next one after that. So.
I have a funny little anecdote about Blue. I saw it theatrically at the Cinematheque about 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
And as I said, every time I watch Blue, I cry at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And I was the guy in the middle of the theater weeping.
Oh, really? Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I felt like Adrian the first time in my
that's
life.
That's right. That's what it's like, man. That's how I get into movies.
I don't cry a lot when I'm watching movies, but Blue gets me every damn
right
time.
Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, I look forward to that. So, yeah, reminder, August 23rd.
Sweet.
Get your comments to us by then. Okay, you ready to move on to the next section?
Pew, 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 lightning round.
That's right.
It's back, folks.
There's a soundbite for the lightning round. Here's where we talk about other movies we've seen between last episode and this episode.
Can I just say how pissed off I was last episode when you saw more movies than me? So guess what, man? I overdid it this episode.
You did it overkill style, man. That's crazy. Yeah, boom, and I only had
like a man.
Well, I've been watching X-Files every night. Caught like, you know, the episode here and there when I was growing up.
Oh, shit, man. I watched that every week.
Yeah, did you?
Are you watching it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it the new 16:9 editions?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it letterboxed?
I can't remember. Honestly, can't remember.
Were you high at the time? Like, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, no, I never pay attention to these things.
So, yeah, they've made new editions of it.
In oh, really?
Because it was never broadcast letterboxed.
Oh, I see.
And I'm kind of curious how badly they cropped it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. But, yeah, it's been really good so far. We're almost finished season one.
Cool.
Yeah, and, yeah, watching other stuff, other TV shows. But that's neither here nor there.
I've been watching Daredevil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, finally catching up with that.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen maybe the first six episodes, I think.
Nice. I think I've seen three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I like that it's a little bit harder edged.
Oh, totally.
Than the regular like Marvel films. Like, they swear and there's like violence.
Yeah, there's blood.
Yeah. It's like, cool. This is awesome.
And Daredevil gets beat up and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the TV version of the lightning round.
There you go.
So, yeah, you go first, man.
Yeah, cool.
I got a few, so.
All right. I've got two here. So, I went and saw Vacation. That movie is garbage.
You poor bastard.
Yeah. I texted you right after. I was like, dude, that was way worse than it looked in the trailer. And the trailer makes it look terrible.
And I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, it is garbage. I will be talking about it again when we talk about the year's worst films. Because it seems like I come on here every episode and go, that was the worst movie of the year. I can say that about Vacation. That was by far the worst movie of the year.
Yeah, but for once, it wasn't a horror film.
That's true. Yeah. So yeah, Vacation, shit movie. I don't want to say anything else because it's garbage.
They swim in shit.
They do.
Ooh, and it's in the trailer.
It's so funny.
So funny.
Ugh. I watched The Overnight. This is, I think, written and directed by Patrick Bryce, the guy who did Creep. This one's been kind of taking the festival circuit by storm, and it's really damn good. Who's in it? Jason Schwartzman, Adam Scott. What's that woman's name from the Orange is the New Black? The blonde woman.
Taylor Schilling.
Taylor Schilling, yeah, she's in it. And a French woman I've never seen or heard of.
Audrey Tautou?
No, it's not her. Definitely not
Juliette
her.
Juliette Binoche?
No, she like looks like a porn star.
Louise Bergeon?
No, definitely not. It's really good. Couple moves to Los Angeles, and they run into Jason Schwartzman playing Jason Schwartzman, and he invites them over for dinner. And it's got kind of a creepy vibe. It's like, it's as if that couple is like into swinging or something, and they give this swinger vibe off. And it's just really funny because Adam Scott and Taylor Schilling, they're the total opposite. And just watching those characters interact together, it was just a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's really funny. Made me squirm in my seat quite a bit, which is, I guess maybe that's Patrick Bryce's thing, because that's what Creep was like. It's a creepy movie.
I will catch up with this.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was working when it was showing, and work screws everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. We also missed Infinitely Polar Bear because of just bad scheduling.
Yeah, yeah, it sucks.
The theater it plays at has one showtime a night.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you can't make it,
shit, I'm off at 8.
Yeah, that's right. You can't make it.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are my two lightning round movies.
Right on. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah.
Really wanted to see you overnight.
Yeah.
All right. So, mine, the worst Woody Allen film in a very long time.
Oh,
Irrational Man.
Yeah, because you said that, I didn't want to see it.
He really has to stop making films every, like, 6 months and actually figure out, you know, a plot that doesn't just seem, like, completely storyboarded to the point where nothing actually happens on the screen. You know, he has, you know, a Midnight in Paris every like 5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, you know, Magic in the Moonlight was okay. It was decent.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't mind it. This one's terrible. It's one of the worst films of the year. Easily.
Wow.
I felt so awful watching this film.
Oh, no way.
Just a guy that I admire so much, you know, he's been hit or miss lately, but you really can't dismiss his, like, 1975 to 1985 material. Like, it's genius stuff. This movie sucks.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, avoid that one. Just never see it.
Yeah.
Lego, a Brickumentary. Quite like this one.
Cool.
I never knew this, but Lego was going really bankrupt in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
So they started listening to their fans and kind of catering to nerds and putting out like special like new subsets. Like, you can actually go on a website and vote for fan-made stuff that Lego will make if they get the most votes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And plus, it kind of gets into Lego fandom and how they have like contests to like build giant Lego sets. And some nice. Chick built Rivendell.
What?
From the Lord of the Rings movies. And jeez. It is amazing.
Wow.
What a freaking Lego.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got to see it just for that. Like, it is, the movie's pretty good, but that set is like holy shit good.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Bat Kid Begins.
Oh, yeah. How is this?
See, I'm never on Twitter. I didn't even know this even like kind of existed.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like I didn't really know any. Like, I supposedly it was really huge on Twitter. I didn't know about it. This one's really good too, actually. Nice. It works because the kid who has cancer isn't in on the joke. He just really wants to be Batman, and that's what makes it work. Because everybody else is like completely trying to get over on the whole thing and trying to make themselves popular, and there's no pretension with a kid. So it's really awesome when it kind of goes off and the kid actually gets to be Batman.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool.
Nice.
I really liked it. Dark Places. Gillian Flynn's book. She wrote Gone Girl.
Okay.
This was one of her previous books to Gone Girl. Stars Charlize Theron and Nicholas Hoult.
Okay.
Charlize Theron plays a... When she was younger, her family was killed by somebody, and they have no idea who did it. And this mystery club wants to try to figure it out because her brother got charged for the crime, and they think he didn't do it. You know, and it becomes like a murder mystery, and it's kind of bland, but it's not terrible either. Charlize is really angry in the film.
Oh, I see.
And her hair is still kind of short, so you're thinking, Furiosa!
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's okay. It's nothing major. It's available on VOD, iTunes, all that stuff. The Connection. The French remake of The French Connection.
Oh, no
starring,
way.
Starring Jean Dujardin from The Artist.
Oh, cool. How was that?
It's pretty good. I watched it completely in French because I understand French.
Oh.
First time I've done that in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I speak French. And,
oh, that's cool.
It's pretty good. It's got a really ballsy ending, and I will give it so much credit for that.
Cool.
It's pretty good. Drug movies are always fun.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Heaven Adores You. It's a documentary about Elliot Smith.
Okay.
Do you know who Elliot Smith is?
I've heard of him. Remind me.
He's kind of a folk singer.
Okay.
Had a really amazing voice, wrote really great songs.
Oh,
I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And I like heavy metal.
Yeah.
So for me to say I like Elliot Smith, that says a lot.
Ah, cool.
The documentary starts off really dumb, but then it gets really, really good.
Cool.
And I recommend it, you know, start like a half hour in.
Yeah.
And then you start learning about his process and how he made his albums, and it's good.
Cool.
Available on Blu-ray, iTunes, all that stuff.
Cool.
Far From the Madding Crowd, chick flick.
Oh, yeah.
With a really great performance from Carey Mulligan.
Oh, cool.
She's really great. I love Carey Mulligan.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Matthias Schoenaerts shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody gets their legs knocked off by an orca, so that's cool.
Hey, bonus.
Yeah. Do y'all get that reference?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Cool.
I quite liked it, actually.
Right on.
It's really, really nicely shot by Thomas Vinterberg.
Okay, yeah.
Quite a good movie.
Nice.
Available on all your VOD, iTunes platforms. And the last one, Ricky and the Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Saw this one last night.
Yeah.
I texted you right after. And you I was did. Really angry. I hated this film.
Oh, that's too bad.
Jonathan Demme.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Diablo Cody wrote the script.
Yeah, it's awful. It's one of the worst films of the year. And I think of Jonathan Demme as kind of like a god.
Yeah.
Rachel Getting Married was my favorite film of that year.
Oh, cool.
I love that film.
Right on.
And Ricky and the Flash is sort of like pretty much the same film with none of the style or grace that film had.
Oh, that's too bad.
And it has the worst ending to a movie this year.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, somebody in the audience, when the credits came up, screamed out, "That ending sucked."
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
That's too bad.
So I'm, you know, it's a really terrible film, but Meryl Streep will still get an Oscar nomination for it.
That's bullshit.
Because she is Meryl Streep.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Klein, a guy who I love who never seems to work anymore, is in it. Wasted.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the worst films of the year.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Too bad.
All the talent behind it, I thought it could be okay, but once you texted me that, I was like, yeah, I'll be skipping that.
It's almost worth seeing it just to see how bad that ending is.
Oh, geez.
It is such a train wreck.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Terrible ending.
That's too bad.
That's it for me.
Crazy. Well, that's awesome, dude.
I need lots a drink of water because I'm talking too much.
That's right.
My mouth is really dry this episode.
And it's really hot today, too. Like, it was a hot day, so...
Yep. Canada, man. We don't have snow here. It's really warm.
I was sweating in my place all day. It was gross.
Speaking of that, not to get off on a tangent, because I never do that. I was reading an article on Reddit today. Fahrenheit. Not our, you know, we're Celsius.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But yesterday in Iran, it was 156 Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
What?
So, if you don't believe in global warming, you're wrong.
You're wrong. You need to watch more documentaries, man.
Yeah, we're going to film festivals, so we'll see lots of those documentaries.
We'll see at least five of them.
Yeah. Global warming is bad.
Yeah.
George Bush is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, 156 Fahrenheit. Wow.
That's unreal.
I remember when we got into Texas last year, to Austin, and it was 101 Fahrenheit. Oh, I thought I was going to die.
Me too. It's brutal there. I'm not looking forward to that heat. Yeah. So cool. That was a lot of movies. That's cool, man.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
I had to make up for last episode.
That's right. That's right. So yeah. Well, oh, you've got... why don't you tell us what's coming up in the next 2 weeks? What are we going to watch?
Yeah, so I guess next episode we're going to review some of these. August 11th, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah. You've heard some early buzz.
I've heard some bad things about it, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. It screened here last week, and I didn't go and see it just because I didn't care. I don't care. You know, it's got some... The cast looks really pretty.
Oh, yeah. They look great.
And, fuck it. I'll still see it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're going to see that.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, my childhood.
Dude, I can't wait for this film. I've been waiting for months for this.
Oh, me too.
This is like the film of the summer for me.
When they showed that original trailer with like Dr. Dre and who else was there? Ice Cube and MC Ren was there. It's like, man.
I love how MC Ren has like disappeared from all the promo.
He totally has.
Yeah. It's like Dre, Ice Cube.
And that's it.
I'm like, Ren was awesome.
He was.
He had a great flow.
Yeah.
I love Ren.
Yeah. But yeah, this looks cool. I can't wait. A lot of early reviews have been positive. Yeah. So that's good.
Can't wait. And it's actually opening here.
It is.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
The new Noah Baumbach film, Mistress America.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Everybody is saying is one of the best films of the year.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to open here for like a month.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Oh, totally.
But I cannot wait for that.
Right on.
Yeah. Adrian Lyce's Noah Baumbach.
Oh, yeah. I've been a fan like ever since Francis Ha.
Yeah. Can't
wait. Give me more.
Yeah. August 21st, American Ultra.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Eisenberg. Kristen Stewart.
In a stoner comedy.
Stoner comedy with action.
With action. I think the trailer looks great.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah. Next episode. Hitman, Agent 47.
This looks like the most generic action film of the summer.
I'm hoping to be surprised.
Yeah, I always hope to.
I like Zachary Quinto, too.
Oh, is he?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like Zachary Quinto.
Okay. Yeah, I like him, too.
Ever since they, you know, destroyed his character on Heroes, where he was like the ultimate badass, and then they completely fucked it up.
Yeah.
That whole show got fucked up.
I like to pretend season one is the only one that exists.
Pretty much. Season one, other than the finale, is pretty much a perfect television season.
Totally.
It's such a great show. It's coming back.
Yeah.
Can't wait. And Sinister 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not seeing it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm excited. I enjoyed the first one. And
Derrickson, right?
Yeah, Scott Derrickson.
Yeah.
Chris Cargill wrote the script. He wrote first one.
Cool.
Yeah, so on that alone, I'm hoping that it's going to turn out well.
I saw the trailer today. And I'm like, dude, I've seen too many bad horror films this year.
Yeah.
This looks like a really bad horror film.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know what? Tell me I'm wrong and I'll go and see it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you're taking the bullet on this one. Like Vacation.
That was like taking a bullet and a train and a truck and falling off a building into a pool with a dinosaur in it who ate me. That's what it was like.
By the end of the year, I'm going to see Vacation.
There you go.
Just so I can put it on my worst list.
Oh, it's so bad. It is so bad.
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Lots of stuff to look forward to, I hope. And
yeah, straight out of Compton.
Yeah, and then after that, we'll be almost, one or two episodes away from festival season. So
that's cool.
I'm stoked for that. So yeah, I guess.
I guess we can
get into the closure of the episode. People can find you on Twitter, right?
Yeah, at SoundJam69.
That's right, and we have a show Twitter account at @TheGreen_Screen. We're also on Facebook. Run a search, The Green Screen of Death, and I'm on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Also, brand new, we're on YouTube. Run a search for The Green Screen of Death. We'll be putting videos up there and just a bunch of random stuff. I thought about having some fun with it. Like, you know how people put up like stupid reaction videos? I had an idea about that. I might explore that. I'll tell you off the air the ideas I have about that.
Just for the record, I don't know how to do any of this podcast shit. This thing would not exist without Adrian and Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
I just show up and I talk.
Yeah.
He goes away and, like, fixes it up.
That's right.
He's the man.
Well, you did hook me up with that article that gave me all the framework for how to do this stuff. So
I went at Googling?
Yeah. Yeah, Bill wins at Googling. That's right.
No, dude. Like, seriously. You're the fucking man.
Thanks, dude. So, yeah. We'll be expanding that YouTube stuff. Just as a way of branching out and having some fun with this. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's so not me, but let's go.
Yeah, let's do this shit. Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess we better wrap it up. We have things to do. I'm going to go home and watch the True Detective season finale. I'm hoping for a good finale.
I want to watch Ballers because Adrian hates that show.
Oh, it's such a terrible show. So bad. I watched maybe four episodes. I was like, I'm out. This is dumb.
I like it.
Yeah.
I suck.
Oh, brutal. All right.
All right, man.
Cool. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.